God. You may be seated. Now we are continuing on the principles we touched last week on discovering our destiny or how to find God's will in our life. And we just managed to introduce 2 points last week about recognizing the patterns of God in our life, looking at patterns of God working in our life. And as I prayed about this message to bring forth and goes into details in this area, Holy Spirit woke me up this morning and gave some instruction as to how we must not misapply these principles, and especially what we are touching on today, because there are principles that that can be misused, and you will understand them as we go along, and they can be easily misapplied. A little knowledge can be a dangerous thing, because the little knowledge could be enough just to see the wrong conclusion. And wrong conclusions always come as a result of insufficient knowledge. Not because there was no knowledge, insufficient knowledge. So these instructions I will read at the beginning now and at the end of the message, because this came from the Holy Spirit. On the principles that we are teaching, especially today, number one, do not use it for prediction. Don't try to predict the future. Do not use it for prediction. Use it for preparation. Number two, do not use it for making your own plans. Allow it to help you to make prayerful and informed choices at each junction in your life. Number three, do not use it to hasten God's timing. Allow it to help you to endure the waiting period. Number four, do not use it to force God's hand and God's will, but submit to each test and trial. Number five, do not use it to escape difficult situations and relationships, but allow yourself to mature in understanding the purposes of difficult circumstances and relationships. These are the five warnings that came from the Holy Spirit, because there were 2 points we touched on last week. One was recognizing the patterns of God's working in your past. Two is the people God placed in your life. There is a purpose for God placing people into your life at each junction. And so when sometimes you got this knowledge, you can try to manipulate, which is why the Holy Spirit says, do not do all these things. We remind you towards the end. Now, a note here, that's for me. Our disobedience or lack of learning in each cycle can cause delays or reputation, or our obedience can shorten it. I'll explain what it means. In January 1986, the Lord Jesus appeared to me in a vision and talked to me about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But one of the side truths I got from that encounter was this. The Lord Jesus said, every one of our lives has been staged in what He calls phases. P-H-A-S-E-S. Phases. And there is a design phase in each one of our lives. And each one of our lives are different. There are some things we have all in common. We all grow from a toddler to a child, and to a teenager, to a young adult, and to a more mature adult, to an older adult. Those are common biological phases that we have. But beyond that, every one of us have phases designed into our lives. And by understanding the patterns of God's working in our past, we can understand what's coming forth, with the proviso of the 5 points not to manipulate those things. but to just let it flow. And so from last week's teaching, some of you probably got the two main points, but more of just the brief part. From the first point, where you understand how to discern the past, and we illustrated with Joseph's life, you would have got the understanding that by looking at the things that God has put you through, your experience, your trials, your training, that by looking at what God has been training you, it can give you a glimpse of what is in store for you, that God, what God is training you for. And remember, what God trains us includes all your experiences, good and bad. And so it gives you a glimpse. But it's more than that. That is not the only pattern. And we'll go into details. The other point that you got was on point two, which we touched briefly, on the associations God bring into your life at this junction. And God has a purpose for bringing people into your life. It includes nice people, not so nice people. Easy to get along people, hard to get along people. Remember, you don't make those choices. Because if every one of us makes those choices, life would have been different. And we wouldn't have learned a lot of things that we need to learn through difficult relationships. Let me ask you this question. If all the people around you are lovable, cuddly, easy to get along, your love has never been tested. Think about it. Your love, your unconditional love has never been tested. And humanly, if we make our own choices, that's the direction we go. We are like water, we go the easiest level. We just flow wherever it is, the easy path. We never take the difficult road. But this life was designed for us to learn and experience certain things. And God chooses things for us that we never choose because He knows what is best for us. He has a better viewpoint from ours. Now let me go deeper into point one on discerning the patterns. Besides discerning the type of training God gives us, you could also discern timings. Let me show you an example that all things are perfectly designed by God. And do you all remember how old Joseph was when he stood before Pharaoh? Anybody want to guess? Right? You won't be penalized. Joseph? 80 sounds like Moses. Yes, he must have got Moses in mind. Either 30 or 35. Right? Any other guesses? Okay. Good guess. The book of Genesis, chapter 39, tells you that when Joseph stood before Pharaoh, let me see the exact scripture. So, and there is chapter 41 of Genesis, verse 46. Joseph was 30 years old. 30 years old. Now, why didn't it say he was 31, or he was 32, or he was 29 and a half? Why does this 30 figure sound so exact? You all, I'm sure, know roughly how old Jesus was when he started his ministry. Come on, that's one easy question. Did I hear 300? No. Okay, 30. Yeah, correct. He was 30 years old. And that's in the Gospel of Luke. He was 30 when he started his ministry. Now, how old was David when he became king for the first time? And remember, he was king for 7 years over Judah, and for the rest of the years, 33 years over the whole of Judah and Israel. Anyone to guess how old David was when he became king, when the crown was set on his head? Seven. Pardon?
Seven.
Seven? Seven? 7 years old. good guess. Thank you, Steve. Right. At least he's forgot. 30. Yes, and the passage that tells you that it's 30 is in the book of 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, when he was crowned by the tribe of Judah, in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 4, David was 30 years old when he began to reign. 30 years old when he began to reign. Now, look at all these whole numbers. There is a certain pattern in some of these people's life. And every one of us has phases that we all go through. And there's a sort of pattern that God designed that Joseph go through certain things. And Joseph, when he was 17, he started having those dreams. That means for 13 years. 13 years. And 13 in the Bible is a number of rebellion. 13 is a number of bad things. For 13 years. And by the way, 13 is not necessarily a superstitious number. So your car is 13, 13, 13. Right? That's alright. I don't care even if your car is a BAD 666. Right? Doesn't make any difference. Don't be superstitious about numbers. But what we are looking for is patterns of God's working. So for 13 years, Joseph was sold as a slave. Part of those early years, he served under Potiphar. And part of those 13 years, he was in prison. And in fact, 2 years before, he had an opportunity to stand before Pharaoh. He met two important persons. One died in prison. And if not for the encounter, Joseph would never have a chance to meet up with Pharaoh. Do you realize? Isn't it interesting that in life, some of the biggest things, some of the biggest things that happen, happen in the smallest, insignificant way. Whether it's going to come to pass or not come to pass, happens sometimes in some hidden place somewhere. And in the story of Joseph's life, since we have touched on his life and you know his background to a certain extent, you notice that in the book of Genesis, when he had served about 11 years of all kinds of hard labor, and he was now in prison, the 13 years were not up yet. And in Genesis chapter 40, Joseph was now in prison and he was taking care of the prison because he was diligent. There were two prisoners that came in. In year number 11 of Joseph's trial, two prisoners entered the prison. And they were top people. One was the chief butler, and one was the chief baker. And they were the royal baker and the royal butler. So it was a very high, prestigious position. It so happened that they displeased the king of Pharaoh in some way. And so Pharaoh was so angry at the butler and the baker. My only guess, since they are butler and baker, is it has something to do with either food or drink. You're just unhappy with certain things that they did. Either food or drink. And so the two of them were thrown into prison. And that's where Joseph rendezvoused with them. It's interesting the places God chooses you to meet your destiny. Sometimes at Azusa Street is in a barn somewhere. A God-forsaken place in the Azusa Street Revival for God to bring forth a revival that affects all of Christianity today. You never know the ways of God. So never despise the day of small things, because all big things come from small things. And on that particular day, Joseph was good making his round. And do you know Joseph? And that is where point two is important. Remember point two. That you have to look at the relationships God placed into your life. Because it's not necessarily you choosing, but God choosing. Because some of the relationships God put into your life are seeds for your future.